to Renton offered us, or asked us really, if we would agree to allow him to stimulate Danny's brain whilst his head was open, as it was, so to speak, in an attempt to try and see if there was anything that would change from this procedure. I'd never heard anything about stimulation, certainly not in epilepsy. And again, looking back, I'm amazed we agreed to it. But at the time, it just felt like we had to. We had to. And there was something about Dr. Valentin. You could say it was something holy or something, just something graceful about him. I really believe that he was going to do everything he could. And if he didn't, he wasn't going to harm Danny. And it was meant to be for 3 4 days that they was going to do this. And because of the results they were finding, again, we wasn't aware of the results they were finding. He asked if we could continue with the procedure, and it went on for 10 days. And it was difficult, especially for Dr. Valentin, because Danny was getting irritated by, the wires coming out of his head and the fact that he was restrained to the bed and the machinery. But I can tell you that 10 day and night period, we was there in the hospital with Danny and Dr. Valentin, who promised us at that time. I remember his words. He had a son the same age. He said, "I'm not going to leave Danny. I'm going to be with him through this process." And for 10 days, he didn't. He didn't. He was there day and night. So it didn't worry us. We just believed that everything was going in the right. He was doing all he could. And then one day he just come and explained to us that it's been quite an amazing result from what he's doing, and his findings are that Danny is being able to be seizure free for periods of time when he stimulated the area that he did. So we didn't really know that, and he was very good in not raising our expectations with this, that this was going to be such an effective treatment for Danny long term. So they closed his head up, and after the procedure, Dr. Valentin was quite clear to say, "Look, he's seizure free at this point, but I'm expecting the seizures to go on for another to come back within 10 days." He was age 7 at this point, and they didn't come back. They didn't come back for 7 years. 7 years, and they came. And after that 7 years, they came back in a completely different form, and with one attempt at medication. They're under control. So that period of time, that 7 years, if that hadn't have worked for Danny at that age, at that stage of his life, he would not have been able to develop into the young boy and capable boy and young man now that he is.